What made you interested in photography and photographing drag queens in particular?
Yeah, so photography for me has always been something I've been passionate about. Once I finished high school, I wasn't quite a photographer yet, but I knew that I enjoyed it. So I started off going into different kinds of media, trying to figure it out. I landed in radio for a while, but actually, when the strike happened with the colleges a couple years ago, I ended up leaving the radio program and started doing more self-discovery. And through that, I actually found drag and I found the LGBT community that I'm now a part of. And it kind of brought me back to photography because drag queens are just such beautiful people. And I wanted to capture as much of that as I could and be involved. And that's kind of how I started with photography and drag, was just that need to capture such amazing people and spread it out into the community.
What makes photographing drag queens different from other forms of photography you've done?
I would say what makes drag different in like the biggest sense, I would say it'd probably be just the amount of passion that you see that goes into what you're photographing. So like you could be photographing like a model, you know, at a fashion shoot, which is amazing. It's amazing work, but especially when someone's made their own costume, or you know, they're portraying this character that they've created for, you know, a couple months and years, like decades even. Just seeing someone in their element that you can tell they just passionately enjoy so much, it brings a lot more to the photos and it brings a lot more to the experience. And it is such an important topic to cover, and it's, in my opinion, not broadcasted enough. So I think it's also such a privilege to be able to, you know, photograph that and bring it out into the world. So I think it's a lot different than any other photography I've done in the past, whether that's portraits, just general portraits, or landscape. It just has such an important message behind it. Yeah, I would say that just, you know, seeing what they've made and bringing, like, being able to just put that out into the world is probably the biggest difference. Apart from that, I will say it also can be a little, you know, like messy sometimes because there's glitter everywhere, and it is definitely a bigger project than most things I've done before.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted your work, and has it forced you to work less?
Yeah, so COVID-19 has definitely impacted my work a fair bit, just as it's impacted the performers themselves. For myself personally, it's come down to basically there's not as many shows with COVID going on, of course. Like, we want to be safe, we don't want anyone being exposed to the virus. So, and of course, Ontario's government shutting down a lot of the bars and restaurants currently. You know, that really doesn't leave us any space to, you know, have the girls perform or the performers perform. And I do the majority of my photography at shows. So I will go to the bar and photograph them while I'm there. It's a pretty quick process usually because I don't have a lot of time before they go on stage. But yeah, so less shows really equals less opportunity for myself and for them. And I don't actually work out of a studio space. I bring it with me. So I'm very limited in terms of space. And I don't want to be unsafe and be too close to people. Not only that, but Ottawa has also become in the last couple of years a required space for the bigger shows. So like girls from RuPaul's Drag Race coming in. When they come in, there's an opportunity. Usually I'm lucky enough to do the meet and greet photos and the show photos, which is super fun. And it also provides the opportunity to the performers locally to perform on a bigger scale. And of course, with traveling being so restricted because of COVID, that has decreased like existentially. Like, there's been no large shows in well over a year now. I would also say it's impacted the momentum that Ottawa has gained over the last few years. Drag has been around forever, but it's really only been recently that Ottawa's been putting themselves more so on the map, I would say, and having the chance to put themselves out there. And the community's been so much more involved over the last few years. The Pride, you know, parades and festival have grown so much over the last couple of years. And it is kind of scary because, again, I think COVID has, you know, slowed down the momentum a little bit. And I can only hope that when things go back to whatever kind of normal, that, you know, the community doesn't forget about the drag queens and forgets, you know, about performers and the people that, you know, started Pride to begin with.
What's the biggest challenge you faced as a photographer during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I would say the biggest challenge is probably connecting with the art, because the kind of photography I do with drag queens is, of course, dependent on being able to photograph those drag queens and not having shows. It's been really hard to keep up with, you know, not say the passion, but just the connection I have to it. I am very close friends with quite a few of the queens, but, you know, when we're not performing or not working at shows, and it does make it really hard to get back into it and figure out, you know, new things to do and new things to think of when everyone's so emotionally drained. And so, you know, I find creatively struggling including myself. It's, I think that's the biggest challenge I faced, apart from the lack of opportunity right now, is just, you know, even when there is the opportunity coming back in, how do I, you know, improve when it's been so long? How do I get back into it when it's been months since I've been able to do a proper shoot with someone, or, you know, help them out with new opportunities? And I know a lot of the queens are feeling like that too. And thankfully, though, I think everyone can, you know, try and band together to support one another and, you know, help the photographers, help the show assistants and the queens themselves and get back into it. But yeah, definitely the connection to the art has been the hardest thing, and just not being able to do it for such long periods of time.
And finally, how has the pandemic impacted your work ethic?
My work ethic, there has been definitely a lack of work available. So I would say my ethic has kind of fluctuated a little bit for sure. Part of me, you know, had moments where I wanted to prolong all the projects I had for as long as possible, just to keep something going, keep myself busy. Because, you know, when you're not doing it, you not only tend to lose skill, I would say, but you can definitely lose that drive and that ambition. And you know, so I wanted to keep it going for as long as possible in order to keep myself, you know, working on something and keep myself busy with the same thing I was doing before COVID started. And apart from that, though, I would say my ethic has been, you know, it fluctuates. I have moments where I'm like, yeah, I'm gung ho, I'm ready to do this right now. And every time something has reopened since all of this has started, I definitely have noticed myself, you know, my work ethic kind of skyrockets up through the roof a little bit when things go back to normal or reopen, because I just want to get in there as much as possible, go to every single show. You know, every time I see you after, I'm like, oh, can I take a picture of that? Can I take a picture of that? And really just, you know, those are the moments I would say my work ethic really, you know, goes back to what it was before. And I would say not even just what it was before, what it was when I first started. But in the midst of a lockdown, it unfortunately, like, it does suffer. And it, you know, all you want to do is sit in bed and watch Netflix, you know, watch RuPaul's Drag Race over and over again in order to kind of relive those prior experiences that you really miss out on. But overall, I think when things kind of reopen and start to hopefully improve, and then maybe near future, then it'll maybe induce some like renewed vigor for the art and like working with the queens.